visiting with wrestling legend Dan Gable, and Dan is coming to our Marshalltown Public Library September 23rd at 2 o'clock, and he is going to talk about a couple of books that he has authored. The first one, A Wrestling Life, and that's number one, and then there is A Wrestling Life number two, which has come out recently, and these are inspiring stories. And Dan, we're very pleased to get you on the radio this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, I'm excited about always making good book sales, because, you know, it's the promotion part of it that really gets me mostly excited. I'm not on, you know, like one of these talk shows that goes nationally right now. I'm on a talk show that I think goes maybe regional, but you know, you spread the word, and you got to start somewhere a little bit sometimes, and then eventually you may get to the big show.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Hey, and you're coming to talk about these books, but I before we talk about your wrestling life and the books, I know you are a historian of wrestling. Marshalltown has some great wrestling history, and we're getting a brand new wrestling room. They are just adding that on to the high school right now. It's being built, and I know you're excited about that.
Oh, of course I am. It's sometimes us wrestling coaches, including me a few years ago, until I realized what was important for the future. I mean, not only do you want your sport to be around and be strong, but you can do some things that actually help keep that sport going positively all the time, especially when you have a standalone or a building or a room, you know, that is actually designated the wrestling room. A lot of times in the past, we've had just roll the mats out in the cafeteria when school's over. Not necessarily in the state of Iowa, but that's kind of how you get started with a program, and then they'd kind of decide. But once you get a standalone room, that helps cement the sport in there. And I know when I was a kid, I wrestled in I wrestled in barns, I wrestled in basements, sometimes just in the front yard quite often, and in the front room. And, I tell you, when you build a facility, it kind of makes you a little stronger. And so, hey, I'm looking forward to, I think they're going to name it after one of those famous wrestlers from Marshalltown, right?
I do believe, sir, yeah. Is it a former Olympic champion? You were telling me a little bit about this gentleman, but he was way before our time. Was his name
Ellie Morrison? Ellie Morrison, and I believe, you know, they're going to dedicate it to him. Olympic champ. They don't come around too often, and I think he was maybe the first one from Iowa, and had a tremendous record, and I believe he may have some relatives even in the area, and I'll tell you, that will help cement Marshalltown Wrestling. But Marshalltown Wrestling has been going strong, you know, quite long. University of Iowa, from Decorah, Phil Henning was the wrestling coach there for quite a while. He wrestled about the same time I did. And we go back a long time, I think he might still be located in that area. You know, it's something that you kind of cement your feet in concrete, and then you just keep finding more shoes to put in that cement.
It's
pretty cool.
Yeah, we've got some good history here, no doubt about it. You mentioned it. I think it was Adolf Rupp. He coached here, and of course, he's known for, I think, Kentucky basketball. But he was a coach here for a while as well.
He was a basketball coach, and he just so happens volunteered his time, and he was an advisor type. He wasn't really, I think he was, for Ellie Morrison, he kind of helped him out, just coaching skills. You know, coaching skills, if you're a good coach, you can have some coaching skills that go across the board.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be just about that sport, and that's what he did with Ellie Morrison. And then I believe he stayed long enough to actually see the team win a state championship with Adolf Rupp, but he is most known for, I believe, University of Kentucky winning three or four, something like that, national championships, and having his name on their arena, and that's pretty cool.
If we could talk a little bit about your book, A Wrestling Life, and then now you've got the new book, And you're kind of making the circuit around the state, and I know you travel around the country as well, but these are inspiring stories, not necessarily a biography. These are little snapshots into your life, right?
Yeah, you could read one chapter, which most of the time it's probably 2, 3, 4, at the most 5 pages long, and you can get a lesson out of it, and you can get a kick out of it, and you can kind of open it up, read it, and close it, and go to the next one whenever you want. I mean, it's not like you have to continue, but what's funny is I get some people that are reading this, and they write me, and they said, I've never read a whole book at one time, but I sat down, I read yours, even though it was a different chapter, a different story, each one. He said, I read your book from cover to cover, and I loved it. And so they, you know, they're wanting to order some more for some other people. So, you know, I think my book is going to take a little longer to get out there, even though it was a New York Times bestseller, book one. It's still selling very well. And I think it's more than just stories. I think there are so many lessons and so many things, whether in business or in life, that people would take for granted or not really realize how simple it is to be just pretty good and even better than pretty good. But just to make stages and steps, I think this book is one that you'll say, wow,